Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Javier tuning back in. I know it's been a long time since I've gone on this podcast, but hey, you know what? I'm back. And it feels good to be back, you know? Today, I'm very excited to have somebody for y'all who has some very important details to discuss. And, you know, without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce our guest today. Her name is Alexis Mendez. Say what's up, Alexis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me, Javier. I'm very excited to get into the topics that we have set out to talk about today.
All right. So one of the topics that she's going to be covering is, you know, personal growth and personal development, because I think it's very important for people to understand the importance behind personal growth and development. I mean, like, it's crucial, especially if, you know, you want to succeed in any aspect in life, you know, because if you feed your mind, then you feed your grind. You feel me?
That was a good one. I love that.
Woo! Anyway, that's a good start, right? But yeah, so Alexis, tell us a little bit more about, you know, this personal development stuff that you got going on and that you've been working on for the past how long? How many years?
Since 2017 is when I feel like I really deep into personal developing, and it's been almost a borderline obsession with learning more about the mind and about our trauma and how we can heal ourselves and improve ourselves, and how our current reality doesn't have to be this way. You can literally go out there and create your own happiness and your own peace by healing yourself.
Right. See, that's very good. You know, and it's true, because a lot of people think that, you know, life takes them, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you sit back and think about what are some of the habits that a person does, like, for example, you know, life can take you in any direction. But if you take control of your own life, I feel by doing so, you have more, how can I put this? Like, you're able to understand what's happening, and you're conscious about it, so therefore you can make changes that are necessary before certain things occur, and just, you know, take control of your life. You know, learning is crucial. I mean, like, at least learn something every day. Challenge yourself. That's the way that I see it. So, you know, I see a lot of potential in personal development, and I believe that it's one of the biggest markets out there as well. Like, everybody seeks growth within themselves. But I'm very glad to have you on today, Alexis. I really am. By the way, you look stunning today.
Oh, thank you. You do.
I'm not flirting with you, but yeah. Okay, so I have a few questions. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to find peace, and how can that help you in life?
To find peace, well, not only do you learn how to cultivate peace within yourself, but you also learn to project that into your outer world. And little do you know, by remaining your authentic self and really radiating that peace within yourself, you can literally be inspiring a stranger down, you know, down the street, or whoever you encounter with. And I know this happened to me once in Colorado, and it's a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
So we were hiking up the mountain in, what was it, the Rocky Mountain, and for whatever reason, I was in such a rush to get there, and, you know, friends, we were lost. So we got there, right, and we were desperately looking for a map. We're like, okay, we got here, but how are we going to get to the place that we're looking for? We didn't have a map, we didn't have nothing. And as soon as we're pulling in, we're looking for a parking spot, and we run into a monk.
Mm.
Out of all the people there, a monk. And we were in Colorado, right? So we were trying the
You're trying the mota out there, huh?
The edibles. So keep in mind, all of this, like, I was in such a, like, frantic stage. Like, I was in a hurry. I was trying to look for parking. I was obviously not in my grounded senses. And then all of a sudden, I see a monk, and I'm like, whoa.
Like, am I tripping?
What is going on? And get this. He hands me a map. Just what we needed. And I'm here like, whoa, is this guy like a part of like the Rocky Mountain like park or what? But no, he ended up just being a visitor there, and little did I know he was looking for parking as well. Looking for his other friends and stuff to like, you know, guide them in the right direction or whatever. But we ended up stumbling upon him, and yeah, he blesses with the map. And then this is even funnier part. So his party that he was waiting for, they ended up trying to take our parking spot, but it just got taken out of context, and I ended up honking, and I saw the monk in the back of the car, and I was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing, after he just gave us like a map and everything coming in, because he was waiting in the front of the park, I guess waiting for the people to enter the park or whatnot. So that really inspired me to just be more patient and more aware of my emotion. And he remained peaceful through everything. And
well, he's a monk, you know. Monks monks seem to be pretty peaceful.
Yeah, and we ended up seeing him the whole hike there. Since we started the hike together, he was in our area. So it's kind of awkward after honking at his friends and whatnot.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I definitely believe that finding peace also allows you to find freedom and a stress-free life, because you don't let, like I said, the external world affect your inner world.
Your inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's really good. Okay, so like, you know, how can people get started on that personal growth journey? Like, where did you start? And, you know, like, is there a book maybe that you read that just kind of set it off for you? Or did you just sit there one day and was like, you know what, I'm going to start personal development and start a YouTubing motivational videos or something? Like, how did this happen? And how can someone start, you know? Like, say that they're just not happy where they're at right now. How can they start finding that happiness? How can they start taking control of their own lives? And, you know?
Well, for me personally, one thing that really pushed me to seek personal development, growth, and improvement in my own life was hitting rock bottom.
That's deep.
And really having nothing else left. But I was currently living at my mom's. She was obviously wanting me out already. I didn't have a job. My car had broke down. I was on the verge of losing my phone. My phone bill was like behind and everything. And I was just, I didn't have no motivation to live anymore, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting out of a really like bad breakup and everything. So that was like, the cherry on top of everything. So I looked up motivational videos on YouTube and everything like that, and they kept talking about this word, personal development. And I Googled it. I was like, what? Personal development? And all these motivational speakers came up, and not only that, but they all talked about books. They all talked about these books. And so I decided to have I actually called my uncle, Marcos, and I told him, I'm like, hey, can you drop me off at Barnes & Noble's? Obviously, I didn't have much to do, and, you know, I didn't have a job and whatnot, so I literally spent almost the whole day at Barnes & Noble's looking into the personal development section, and I just let the certain books call out at me. One that called out at me specifically is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Uh-huh, by Dr. Joe Dispenza. That is an amazing book that I definitely recommend to everybody and everyone. And The Power of Now.
And The Power of Now.
Yes.
So those two books would be something good for somebody who's looking to start.
To start, I would say, right? Start off with The Four Agreements. It's a very short book, but powerful book.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, Four Agreements. I've never read that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones that I hear the most is like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, like, what's the other one? The 48 Laws of... Was it 48 laws? I forgot how many laws it was. But anyways, I'm not a big reader, but you know, you are. Yes. I know you are.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, what was I going to say? Okay. What is the motivation behind your growth? Like, what are you planning to accomplish? Like,
after looking into personal development for so long, I realized that it's much deeper than just us. So it goes all the way down to our DNA. So the reason that I'm doing it is for the next generation to do better than I did.
Mm.
As far as like my anxiety, depression, learning how to cope with it and handle it. You're restructuring your own DNA for the future. And breaking like generational trauma, curses and all that stuff of the I can't mentality or... I'm stuck mentality into, hey, I can do something about this mentality. And so I feel like that's one of my main motivations to keep going and growing, hence my podcast name.
Going and growing, that's a badass podcast name. Mm-hmm. That really is. Yeah. I mean, the title says itself, mm-hmm. growing, going and growing, you know?
I mean,
as you go, you grow.
That's life right there. I mean, you got no other choice but to keep going. What are mm-hmm. you gonna do? Say, I'm gonna be 27, and I'm gonna just stop right here. I'm just stay right here.
I'm settled
staying
here.
Right here. No, yeah. You gotta keep going like that. The time don't stop. Don't stop.
I like that. So let me ask you this. So say somebody is like on the path of personal development. Now they just started. You know, what are some pointers that you can say not to do while they're on this journey of trying to better and improve their lives? What should they not do? Like, what's like a big no-no that you would say can basically like distract you from your goal?
I would say to avoid being your biggest critic and to be so hard on yourself when you're going through the healing process. I say this speaking out of experience because there's been times where I tell myself, no, focus, all work, no play. Where I have my days where I just don't really feel like picking up a book, or I don't feel like listening to a motivational speaker at the time, and I'm down. So I allow myself to have those days and not critique myself and not beat myself down, because when you do that, you create a darker tunnel for yourself, and it's hard to get out of it when you're also judging yourself.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is deep. Mm-hmm. That is deep. Well, is there anything else you want to leave the audience with before we get out of here?
I just want to say, like, for those who are seeking healing, one thing you can start by doing is just asking your inner dialogue questions, like, why am I feeling this emotion? What is the source of this pain? Ask yourself how you feel. Express your pain, even if it's just journaling it down. I promise you, 3-5 years down the road, you'll look back at that journal and be like, wow, I was really going through it, but I made it this far. And so it's bittersweet to document that amongst yourself, and knowing that you have that to look back on and reflect.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. That is really good. Well, folks, y'all, I heard it here first, and thank y'all for tuning in. And y'all can find Lexi's podcast. It's called Going and Growing. You're basically everywhere, right? I mean, you're gonna be on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. and all that other good stuff, right? Okay, guys, so if y'all want to find her podcast, do so. It's called Going and Growing. And what's your IG in case people want to follow you there and stuff like that?
It's gonna be Lexi Mendez, LexyMendez.
Lexi Mendez. All righty, folks. Thank you for tuning in.